Welcome to Less Than 12 Parsecs, the fastest Star Wars podcast in the galaxy. Now here's your host, Tim McMahon.
Hey, it's Tim, and welcome to another episode of Less Than 12 Parsecs. Less Than 12 Parsecs, the fastest Star Wars podcast in the galaxy. Sorry, that was dorky. That was even more dorky than I normally am. All right, anyway, so this is Less Than 12 Parsecs. It is the fastest Star Wars podcast in the galaxy. That said, however, today's episode is not going to be that fast. I'm going to babble. I have some things to say, and I'm just going to babble. So strap in, get comfortable, grab a toasty beverage, maybe a snack, warm up your earbuds, because here we go. Why is this episode going to be so long? Why do I feel the need to babble? Well, let me guys tell you. Let me just drop the bombshell down. Let me rip off this Band-Aid while it's fresh. Deep breath. Today's episode of Less Than 12 Parsecs is the very last episode of Less Than 12 Parsecs. Yes, that's right. Let it sink in for a moment. I'm sorry, guys, but I am bringing Less Than 12 Parsecs to an end. Why? What? Huh? What? What's going on? All right. If you've been paying attention at all, you realize over the last 3-4 months, I just have not been able to produce episodes. I don't have it in me. There's just stuff going on that has prevented me from producing content, pumping out the shows, getting things out of my mouth into your ears. And every time I do an episode, I keep promising you guys, hey, I'm coming back. I'm back on the horse. Trust me, everything's fine. But it's not. And that's not fair to you. It's not fair to myself. Actually, I've been beating myself up a little bit about this. So I'm just gonna walk away. I'm just gonna go out before it gets even more embarrassing. Now, you're probably asking why. There is a why, but I don't really want to share that. That's kind of personal, kind of private. I'll admit part of it is due to my lack of time management skills. That is something I've always struggled with in all aspects of my life. A wee bit lazy, easily distracted. One thing to another, I won't say I'm ADHD, that nothing like that, but I just, you know, I have trouble getting things completed at the best of times. And right now is not the best of times. I'm not going to say anymore. The people who know need know, and that's all. That's all that matters. So, yeah, Less Than 12 Parsecs. It's been a run. It's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. But it's time to call it quits. Now, just because Less Than 12 Parsecs is ending, it does not mean my time as a Star Wars podcaster is ending. No siree, Bob. I've stepped away from another show before, my old show, the Expanded Fandomverse podcast, which I did with the great Jason Collier. I had to step away from that show after a couple of years, and I couldn't keep away. No, the itch, the scratch, the need, the yearning to do a Star Wars podcast, it was there. It was under my skin. It got to me. And that's when Less Than 12 Parsecs was born. So, knowing myself, knowing that history, knowing what I like to do, I can tell you, I can promise you, I will be back. When? That I can't tell you either. I don't know. 3 months? 6 months? 9 months? A year? 2 years? A decade? I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I will come back as soon as I can. Will I be coming back to Less Than 12 Parsecs? That, you know what? I'm probably going to say probably not. I'm not going to say I've grown bored with the show, but I miss chatting with other people. Yes, I am talking to you, the listener, but I miss conversations. So whatever I do next, I'll probably be with someone else. Conversations are just more fun to me when they're done right. What will the concept be? Will it be a two-person Less Than 12 Parsecs mini-show? I don't know. Probably not. Again, I grow bored, and I like to try new things. So that's all I can say about that, because that's all I know, because I don't know anything. That's the future, and it's still a haze. Always in motion is the future. You know that. So there you go. Less Than 12 Parsecs. This is it. I'm calling it quits. Now, before I do, I do want to end this show by saying thank you. There's a lot of people I need to thank. I think the first person I want to thank is you. Yes, you, the listener. What's the point of talking into a microphone and sticking it on the internet if there's no one listening? And so I want to say thank you to everyone who hears my voice right now, who's ever heard my voice in the past, who's ever downloaded an episode of Less Than 12 Parsecs. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But if I'm going to be specific, and I am going to be specific, there are some people I need to thank. And I should have jotted down these names in a list, but I didn't. So if I miss anybody, man, it's all on me. Forgive me. But here's some names that come to mind right off. First off, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Ryan Dassing. Ryan Dassing was the first listener of the show who ever got back to me and said, "Hey, I like what you're doing. Hey, this is pretty cool. Hey, I'm having a lot of fun listening to you." Ryan was awesome off the bat from the beginning. He sent me little care packages. He helped me start my loose Kenner Star Wars action figure collection, which I still have a lot more to collect, but that's another topic. He was the one who said, "Hey, you should do a Patreon." And when I did do a Patreon account, he was the first one to sign up. Ryan has been on the show multiple times. I could say to him, "Hey, Ryan, you want to chat on the show?" He always said yes. He even hosted a few episodes of Less Than 12 Parsecs. Over the last few months, as I've been limping along, Ryan did some interviews with some other Star Wars podcasters, and they were great episodes. So I can't say thank you enough to Ryan Dassing. In fact, I offered Ryan Dassing the show. I said, "Hey, why don't you take over?" He can't really fit it into his schedule and his life, but I can appreciate that. I know what I know what he means. I know, I really do. So Ryan, man, I'm not gonna get emotional here, but from the bottom of my heart, thank you. All right. Moving on, another gentleman I have to thank is a bit of a mentor to me. My old pal, your pal, the host of the only daily Star Wars podcast, Mr. Alan Voivod. Yes, when I started this show, I knew I wanted it to be short because Alan's show, Star Wars 7x7, was his original concept was 7 days a week, 7 minutes a day. So I knew I wanted to be less than 7 minutes because that was his thing. In fact, I know I've told this story before on the show, but when I started Less Than 12 Parsecs, I went to him for permission. It was like approaching the Godfather. You know, I'd like, "Hey, I don't want to step on your territory. I don't want to step on your toes, but can I do a short show too? I promise not to be daily." I don't know how he does it daily. Man, the guy never sleeps. He's nonstop. I don't know. So Alan, thank you so much for, again, your mentorship, your influence, your leading the way, blazing the trail for short form Star Wars content. Thank you. I got to thank Jason Collier, who I mentioned before, my old pal, my old co-host from the Expanded Faniverse. There would be no Less Than 12 Parsecs if it weren't for the Expanded Faniverse, and Jason was a huge part of that. Oh, Michael Corley. Got to thank Michael Corley as well. He is the voice, the official voice of Less Than 12 Parsecs. You know the guy at the beginning you hear? That's Michael Corley. I will never, ever do another Star Wars podcast or any podcast where Michael Corley is not the voice of the show, provided he agrees to do it. Thank you, Mr. Corley. A big, big thank you. This is the biggest thank you because there's so many people. There's so many people here. I'm not going to name them all, but I have to say thank you to all my brothers and sisters from the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Yes, as a family, it is a great collection of shows. When the Expanded Faniverse came to an end, actually, after I left the Expanded Faniverse, Jason kept on with the show, and we jokingly called ourselves the Expanded Faniverse Podcast Network. It was just the two of us. It never really went anywhere. So when Jason walked away from the Expanded Faniverse, I thought, well, maybe I can join up with another network. And there were some networks I had in mind. And before I could ask any of them, before I could try and present myself and shop myself around and sell myself, I actually got a letter saying, "Hey, we like what you're doing. Would you like to join us?" And man, that blew me away. I can't tell you how honored and excited. It was just a great feeling that people who do shows that I respect and love liked me enough to say, "Hey, you should come play with us in our sandbox." So, wow. Again, there's so many names. I'm not going to go down the list. They're all great people. You should listen to all of the Commonwealth Podcast Network shows. But if I had to name just one name, I'd have to go with Rob Williams from the Generation X-Wing. Rob was like the first guy of the Commonwealth guys that I knew that said, hey, you should join us. Hey, you know, we chatted, we had a good time, we connected. He's a great guy. So again, I shouldn't be playing favorites, but Rob, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just gonna leave it at that. You know, speaking of podcast networks, one of the podcast networks out there that I absolutely adore, that I wanted to maybe shop the show to, was RetroZap. So I want to say thank you to Joe Tavano. He is the force behind RetroZap. He's a great guy, and I almost feel like maybe I disappointed him, because he, when I went with the Commonwealth, we had many conversations. He's like, yeah, you should come join us. You should come join us. And I'm like, oh, I'm not ready to join a network yet. We sort of have this expanded Fanniverse network thing going. And when that ended, before I got the letter from the Commonwealth guys, I was thinking of approaching Joe. But then the sequence of events, it just, I never actually approached Joe. I'm not regretting my time with the Commonwealth at all, but I just want to say thank you to Joe, because he was so encouraging, and it was great to be wanted, if that makes any sense. I don't know. And speaking of RetroZap, Dennis Keithley and Darth Taxis from Starship Sabers and Scoundrels, those guys are just awesome and have been awesome friends. They were patrons of the show. I swear, between the two of them, in the short time I did a Patreon account, they bought my ticket, my plane ticket to Star Wars Celebration. They were just that generous. I cannot thank them enough for all the great times we've had chatting. And I'm going to stay friends with these guys. It's not like just because Less Than 12 Parsecs ends, my relationships with any of these people comes to an end. But Dennis and Darth are just awesome guys. And I've said this before, I feel like I'm going to Chicago to Celebration, which will be my first Star Wars Celebration. Not just to go to a Star Wars Celebration, I'm going to Chicago to meet people that I only know online. But of all the people, honestly, of all the people I'm going to meet, I am most looking forward to, most excited. I'm doing this trip the most to meet Dennis and Darth Taxis. Thank you so much, guys. I can't tell you from the bottom of my heart what your friendship has meant to me online. All right. There's probably 100, 200, 1,000 other people I should thank. But I'm just gonna end it there. It's coming up on the 15-minute mark almost. And yeah, even though I'm babbling, I don't want to babble too much. I mean, I should go out on a bang, not a whimper, right? What more to say? I don't really have any more to say. I'm just going to wrap it up. Just going to say thank you for listening. Just going to say I'll be back sometime. Thank you to everyone I thanked. Thank you to everyone I did not thank. Yeah, that's it. So for one final time, let me ask you guys a question. What's your opinion of Less Than 12 Parsecs coming to an end? I want to know. Email me at 12parsecspodcast@gmail.com or connect with me on any of my social media accounts. All the links can be found on my website, 12parsecspodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Ootini!
Ootini!
You've been listening to Less Than 12 Parsecs, the fastest Star Wars podcast in the galaxy. For links and show notes, visit our website, 12parsecpodcast.com. Follow Less Than 12 Parsecs on Twitter at 12parpod, on Instagram at 12parsecpodcast, on Tumblr at 12parsecpodcast, and find us on Facebook as well. And please let us know what you think. Email us at 12parsecspodcast@gmail.com.
Force will be with you, always.